Good morning.
Let's start with this
thing. Hi, Brother John.
Hey, he's Brother watching. John. Everybody wave to John Trotter, who's watching online.
We love you.
Yes, his beloved daughter was married last night. Yes, yes. So Alyssa Trotter is now Alyssa Shank. Yep, new identity. It's just fascinating how God works. It's such a mystery. But yes, so that was a great activity last night. We went to a great event. As you're sitting here, I don't want to hammer this one into the ground, but remember, celebrate Family Day on September 7th at Lowell Park. And then just remember our different groups that we have meeting. We have the recovery group and the celebrate, connect. After church here, all the adults will be in this room here, because we don't have the kids can go off to their stuff, but the adults will just be up here today. And then, of course, we have the different Bible study groups, Wednesday night at 7, and then we have the 7:30 a.m. groups at Polo and at here for the men's. So that's it. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Go ahead, Brother Steve.
Okay. One other thing I'd like to mention is there is a group of us, me and Steph and Brian and Cheryl, Mike and Lisa and Deb, have started each... There's 7 days in the week. There's seven of us in the group. We have each started taking a day and sending a verse to each other. And so we each receive at least one verse a day. And if there's anybody interested in getting those verses, whether you want to comment or not, give us your phone number. We will gladly include you in that. That gets you in the Word every day, even if it is just a verse. And if you want to add a verse, just pick a day and send it. We'll take extras. I'll take 100 a day if you got them.
Amen.
So just wanted to mention that.
Rinse and repeat liberally.
Yeah. So if you guys will stand and hug a neighbor, tell them you're glad you're here. And
yeah. Aww.
And they we will nice. Get started.
All right.
Beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day.
All right, we learned this song last week. For the first time, we played it two times, so you guys should know this pretty good. It's called Salt and Light. Here we go.
You make me want to be like you. Your holiness I will pursue. I want the heart of Jesus. Show me the meaning of your grace. I want to give the world a taste of the love of Jesus. Make me salt, make me light. Let your holy fire ignite. Reveal your glory in my life. I am not ashamed to lift up your holy name. Make me salt. Holiness I will pursue. I want the heart of Jesus. Show me the meaning of your grace. I want to give the world a taste of the love of Jesus. Make me salt, make me light, let your holy fire ignite, reveal your glory. As a city on a hill, a lamp on a stand, mold me in your image to work of your hand.
Come on, everyone, put your hands together.
Make me salt, make me light, let your holy fire ignite. Reveal your story in my life. I am not ashamed to lift up your holy name. Make me salt, make me light.
Really build it out now.
Make me salt. Let your holy fire ignite, reveal your glory in my life.
Make it your prayer.
I am not ashamed to lift up your holy name. Make me salt, make me light.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes.
Darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield, though troubles linger still. Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me, I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always on my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. You will deliver me. Yours is a victory. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. Forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. And let them be light in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the days and the lesser lights to govern the nights. He also made the stars. God set them in an expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day.
Yes. All right, my friends, let's bow our head in prayer. Say, dear Heavenly Father, please help us to be still right in this moment to get ready for corporate worship. Anything that we're bringing in, let us just leave it at the moment and quiet peace. Not that we're not going to bring it before you, Lord. You want us to bring it before you, but please let us do it in calmness and in peace. Whether there's healing that needs to happen physically in this group or someone that we know and love, or whether it's a financial burden, any kind of burden, Lord, let us bring it before you right now. Please send your blessings upon the congregation here and those that they love and know. So as we get ready for worship, Lord, we want to thank you for this place to do it in, for your grace. The grace that you gave us so we can do it in the first place. Thank you, Lord. Please bless Brother Brandon as he gives your word today, as he reads from your word and gives a sermon from your word. Please help him to be an open, clean conduit. For those of us that need to hear something, let us hear it. Let us have the ears to hear and then the heart to be changed and be able to apply it. We ask your blessings upon all the church leaders, not just here at Living Well, but across the nation with everything going on that's so important, Lord, where they're trying to redefine things and do things. Please help all of the leaders, Lord. Bless us. Bless our hearts. And as the offering is received, Lord, we ask your blessing upon it also. Please multiply it and spread it as you see fit. You always are able to do so much with the little bit that we can give. So thank you, Lord. Please have the people give it in love, have it received in love. And yes, we are ready to worship you, Lord, ready to hear from your word today. We say all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shout and sing. sun upon his precious skin. I will know my Savior when I come to him, by the mark where the nails have been.
Thank you.